USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on his first Asian trip as president, and he made one of the most forceful presidential statements in support of Taiwan's self-governance in decades.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
The White House walked back that comment. An official said the president was not outlining a change in U.S. policy towards Taiwan. More high-tech weapons are headed to Ukraine. Nearly 50 defense leaders from around the world agreed to send more advanced weapons to the besieged country. Some of the arsenal includes a harpoon launcher and missiles to protect its coast. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says there are low-level discussions happening on how the U.S. may need to adjust its training of Ukrainian forces. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. The Republicans accused of having a conflict of interest in a cryptocurrency he promoted and had an improper relationship with a staff member. The freshman lawmaker was ousted in last week's primary. The former attorney general of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. The bulls continue to run Wall Street. The major indexes started the week on an up note Monday. The Dow gained 618 points. The Nasdaq added 181. The S&P 500 rose 72 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Another American brand is exiting the Russian market.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
They're being called heroes for how they responded to last month's Brooklyn subway shooting.
Mayor Eric Adams presenting citations to 17 FDNY members during a ceremony at City Hall.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunmen unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There were dueling rallies in Georgia ahead of Tuesday's Republican primary for governor. Former Vice President Mike Pence rallied for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. He urged voters to send a deafening message at the polls that the GOP is the party of the future. He avoided any references to his old boss, former President Trump, who for his part was holding a virtual rally in support of Kemp's opponent, former Senator David Perdue. His spokeswoman said Pence was desperate to chase his lost relevance. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.